I'm gonna share the scripture that I shared with them on the one of the services.
It's called the biggest fruit.
And I'm going to let John try to say this in the local language, but there's what it says right there. That's the word for the biggest fruit. They got a big kick out of us trying to say their language. Isn't that wild? That's what it means. Can you say it? Just two words.
Here we go. Biggest fruit and how they would say it.
Wow.
Watermelon.
Pina Kamala King, Bungang. And so Bungang is the biggest fruit, and John loves Bungang. He loves saying that one.
Bungang.
But yeah, the whole word is Pina Kamala King, Bungang.
Bungang. I thought they have a lot of NGs where they close it off. Bungang. A lot of words like that. And that's what's cool about the language. But the scripture is taken from 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7. Paul told Timothy, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit." So this is the gift of God. It's a spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, right? Not a spirit that causes us to be afraid, right? Not of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Self-control. That the last thing that we have as listed as a gift of God, if it was me, some people power, yeah. Most important thing, right? Then some people love. But no, what is it? It's self-control. It's the ability to regulate your own life with God. And that's why I called it the biggest fruit, because if you go to Galatians chapter 5, what is it, bungang? The biggest bungang. Galatians 5:22, we have the fruit of the Spirit listed, right? How many of you are familiar with the fruit of the Spirit passage, Galatians 5? So what is it? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and then the last one is self-control. Isn't that interesting that you could almost say that out of all the fruit of the Spirit, self-control is the biggest fruit, the most important one, because it's listed last. It's listed last, but the biggest fruit is self-control. But here's what I want to say. Here's what God wants to take us from. He wants us to take us from being controlled, and that's bondage. I've seen people come here that are being controlled by other people. And as a leader, as a pastor, I don't want to be a controlling pastor. I don't want to get my people to do the right thing by me being a controlling person. Because the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. So if I as a pastor am controlling, that means I'm going against the will of God for your life. Self-control is when the Holy Spirit in you causes you to do what God wants you to do. Not because of pressure. And we don't want to raise a group of people who are being controlled all the time. Amen. Are used to being controlled. And the second thing is you don't want to be controlling. So now that I see that in marriage relationships. I see that in boyfriend, girlfriend. I see that in friends where they're, I call them, you're a user or you're being used. One or the other. God wants us out of the user mode. Come on. He wants us to be a self-controlled person where the Holy Spirit is the gift that gives us the ability for us to live the kind of life where I don't need you to control me. I've got Jesus in me. I've got the Holy Spirit. I've got the gift of self-control. That's the biggest fruit. That's the biggest fruit. And a lot of the key to doing that is the will of God and the prayer that we pray, Lord, what is it? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when we pray, we learn how to partner with the Holy Spirit to do the will of God. And that's really what I wanted to say. I mean, I can give you more scriptures about that, but I just really wanted to leave you with this thing about the fruit of the Spirit, because I feel that the group of young people that are there have now experienced and encountered the love of God. But for them to really go the places that God really wants them to go, they have to have the sense of a free identity of who they are in Jesus, so that they can actually achieve on their, with the Holy Spirit in them, they can do everything that God wants them to do, and that they'll do it. It'll actually happen. And I'm just, you know, that's what I believe for them. And I believe they're going to make those kinds of steps to do that. They now learn they've encountered the love of God, and they're seeing the Lord activate them as a person, you know. But now they've got to come into the self-control mode where they're growing up in God, where they can just be what God wants them to be. So, you know, they've experienced His love, but now we need to be empowered to do the will of God and to walk in victory and freedom, in true freedom, and not being pulled back into bondage, you know, not being stuck in harmful relationships. And it's just amazing. There's no kidding. When she said about most of them live, think of small houses with a lot of folk in them. And they may be relatives, but they may not be your parents. A lot of them stay with aunties, grandmothers, grandfathers. So with that, I want us to just close with prayer.